This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest. I wanted to bring him on the show, let him tell his story and what they're all about. They moved from one spectrum of industry to another one, and they're starting to make a little bit of indention in there, and I think they're going to be a player down the road. We're talking no other than Bo Linton, the president and CEO of Cali Farms, Inc., that trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol KGET. Bo, welcome back to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Everett.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of your new company and these companies that you have acquired and what's your state of mind and where you guys are headed to.
Sure, be happy to. Cali Farms, we started forming ourselves back in December of 2016. I'm a resident of California, and California had a recent vote approving the recreational use of marijuana. I've been an advocate of it for quite a long time in my life. It's never seemed reasonable to me that it wasn't legal because of all the natural benefits it provides people. There's a friend and associate of mine has a son with severe epilepsy. He's been he had about 8 seizures a day, and with his new product of marijuana derived, he's completely eliminated the seizures in his life.
I agree.
As far as other medicinal purposes, from pain problems to whatever it may be. Even if at the end of the evening you'd rather just relax a little bit and rather than having a drink of alcohol, to have a puff to make yourself relax and present in the moment to spend time with your family. All of these reasons are what got me to get involved with the company. The part that's very important when you do this is you got to work with the best people and experienced people. So our first acquisition was Country Junction Farms with Cipriano Salamo is the president of the company. It's up in Yolo County near the West Sacramento area. And he's been in this business for a good decade. He's been growing, doing all kinds of things. He's derived CBD powders as well as THC powders, which I also see as one of the futures for the business, meaning you can take these concentrates. They're very measurable. It's very specific to, you know, how many milligrams or micrograms of the medicine that you have. So that was our first acquisition. And we're doing really well. We've got a lot of things planted. The revenues have not officially started, but the plants are growing. So we expect to start having revenue very soon. These are outdoor plantations, so it's the harvests aren't as often as indoor harvests, but also the startup cost is considerably less. Our other acquisition is Pacific Cannabis Growers, which is up in Humboldt County. Now, that's a lot of growing is taking place up there because the conditions are great for it. Well, we made an acquisition deal with them. They've been in the business a while as well, but they have a great farm that they're getting everything in place for. When we made the deal, they had applied for the permit but hadn't received it. But they did recently receive it. It was actually the 21st permit issued, conditional use, and it's out of about 2,400 applicants. So that's a pretty big deal.
Absolutely.
To have, and that's why I partnered with these people or why I made the acquisition, was because their ability to navigate the space as a heavy regulated space. You got to have people who know what they're doing, and they know what they're doing, and they have the people, the attorneys, and things that they've worked with to do this. So the land was already pre-prepped, ready to go. We got plants on the ground. Everything is moving forward with that one as well.
So let me interject here just for a second. Mm-hmm. So what percentage does Cali Farms own Pacific Cannabis Growers?
Of Pacific Cannabis Growers, we are a 51% owner of the business.
Okay. They just recently got their license, so they're going to be able to grow here the next crop. True?
True.
And so when we grow that crop, we're going to sell that to dispensaries?
Yes, just through the standard channels of the people who buy it. There's many different ways to go about it, but that's right.
And then those revenues, 100% of those revenues will fall on your balance sheet?
That's correct. Actually, as a 51% owner of the company, we, on our books, are entitled to report 100% of the revenue. It's only the profits that are split.
Right.
So of the profits, we are entitled to 51% of it.
Now on the other one, Bo, what's the percentage that you owe on the Country Junction one?
Oh, that's easy. It's the same ownership structure, 51% ownership belongs to Cali Farms. And one of the benefits of this structure is just by buying a company, it doesn't necessarily give someone an advantage to want to keep working on that company hard. But if they own 49% of it, they really want to add value. So that's why we like that structure. It was also a cashless transaction. So we purchased 51% of the company for stock only.
Well, I bring that up for a reason because, I mean, right now your stock is at 0002 with, you know, no revenues, a market cap of only $1.2 million, and you're in a $50 billion industry space. I mean, it's not going to take much for a lot of these revenues that these companies that you've taken, you know, percentages of and acquired for that to fall on your balance sheet for you guys to start all of a sudden making an impact on the balance sheet.
Yes, I would agree. You know, I think it's a value where it is right now. Obviously, the market determines what the value of something is because that's the way it works. But I think where we're positioned right now, we've got a great future for ourselves as well as the investors.
Why did you guys get in this business and what is your strategy for the growth? You got two companies now. Let's say 120 days from now, revenues will fall on the balance sheet. Bo, where do we go from there?
Well, the reason we got into the business was kind of like what I had stated before. There's many social aspects of the industry that I really believe in that are a positive effect on people in the world. It's also obviously a major place to have growth in a business. You know, it's a new territory. All the big companies aren't involved in it. You know, the banking issues where you can't bank, it could be a benefit for the small guy right now because the big guys don't want to get in dealing without something where you can bank. But our future is doing what we're doing, growing, and then moving into other aspects of the business, like the edibles portion of it, using the CBD powders and THC powders to, on a larger scale, make deals with drink companies, food companies. We want to make ourselves the standard of quality. So if we grow something and we turn it into a powder, and then we sell it, we know exactly what we're getting. We know exactly what we're making. And so when people use it as an ingredient, they can have a predictable, similar response each time. For example, let's say you have a coffee drink that has 10 milligrams of THC and CBD in it. So when you drink it, you basically know how you're going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Comparison is, if you drink a beer, you know what one beer is going to do to you. If you drink Indian Pale Ale, you know it's going to be more of an effect than drinking a Coors Light. So with our product, we want people to know that when they have a Cali Farms product, that when it says 10 milligrams, it's going to have a 10 milligram effect, whether it's in a cookie or a drink or a donut or whatever it may be. So that's where we're looking to grow. We're building a team of, it's not just about buying a business and taking it over. It's about building a relationship with a team of people that already started the business. And the fact is, these guys that we've made deals with have been in the business for 10 years or more. And we're not just the fact that they had a business and we made a deal is very insignificant to the fact that we now have a relationship and a partnership and a vision for where we want to be in another year, another 5 years. You know, our ultimate goals are to really grow the company into something very significant and exit at some point in time. You know, perhaps we get bought out by one of the bigger companies, or once the banking laws change, we can have an exit strategy where a large corporation is interested in us. And then the shareholders and everybody involved can benefit.
The company that we're highlighting today is Cali Farms. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol KGET. We're talking to the president and CEO, Bo Linton. Well, let me ask you this, Bo. What do you think is happening on the regulator side? There's rumor talk that Sessions is going to be gone as the AG of the United States. Is that going to be a good thing or a bad thing for you guys?
I think it's a good thing. We've seen lots of things that Mr. Sessions has said. You know, we got to keep in mind he's from Alabama. I grew up in Louisiana. It's a very, very much the Bible Belt, and just what's black is black and white is white. And he's got a constituency and people that he's got to be loyal to, whether he truly believes the things he was saying or not. But with that being said, with our current president and administration, Trump, being all about making America great again and bringing the economy of the country to a powerful position, it's only a positive thing for us to move forward with what we're doing. There's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be little setbacks. There's going to be tweets or whatever that happen, and people will panic, but it's here to stay now. We wouldn't have gotten this far. Let's face it, California stopped smoking in bars like 20 years ago, and eventually all the other states follow. So now that California has done it, it's just a matter of time before the rest of the nation follows. And while it was interesting, Jeff Sessions was very much against things, we also saw him kind of changing his mind and saying, well, I'm not against medical marijuana. So, you know, he's got to balance what he says to not anger the people that put him in his position. So it's a political thing. But I would think it's getting more and more. More than 50% of the people believe it's okay. So I think the political climate's going to follow that.
Do you think he stays or he goes?
I don't know. I mean, probably goes would be my guess, but it's 55% guess.
We are talking to Bo Linton, with president and CEO of Cali Farms. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol KGET. They used to be in the clean gas industry, and now they're going into the marijuana space, which is going to be a huge space, and they've got the license. We've learned a lot today of where they're at and where they're headed. I think the stock is completely undervalued at 0002. I own none of the stock right now, but you know, I'm glad to have Bo on the show. He's opened my eyes to where they're at and where they're going. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 to 50 days and give myself and listeners an update of where you guys are at.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the show. I certainly appreciate it, Everett.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.